Harassment is what has been really focused on in the news. But one of the, I guess you could say, ongoing concerns about sexual misconduct has to do with sexualization and sexual objectification. Of course, as we know, you know, once we move past the priests having been accused of sexual misconduct, before and after that, it was primarily what we were primarily hearing about with accusations of females brought against males. And so since that is usually the focus, females accusing males of some form of sexual misconduct, one of the big focuses for a lot of women is sexualization. And not just women, there are a lot of men who are concerned about this. Sexualization and sexual objectification. And when these come up, the concern that's often expressed is concern about the sexualization of females, particularly girls, and the sexual objectification of females. So when we talk about sexualizing, what are we talking about? When we talk about sexual objectification, what are we talking about? I'd like for us to take a look at some definitions of these words, these phrases, these concepts. And as we are defining these, I want us to be answering the question, is this something that applies only to females? In other words, is this something that only females go through or experience? Or is this something that females and males experience? But the complaint only comes up when females are perceived as being the victims. In other words, again, remember now, I want us to look at sexual misconduct from a very, very broad perspective. What is going on with regards to sexual misconduct in the real world? In the real world, is sexual misconduct something that is only perpetrated by males? In the real world, are females the only victims of sexual misconduct of whatever form? All right, so let's start with sexualization. It's defined as the state characterized by the presence of sexual energy or drive. It is also defined as the act of acquiring sexual energy or drive. It is also defined as the act of imputing a sexual meaning or quality to people or behaviors. Now, I know that usually, as I've said before, when we hear about and read about sexualization, we're being told that this is a problem for girls. Is it a problem just for girls? Is it also a problem for boys? All right, so sexualization. I don't think that sexualization's definition of being characterized by the presence of sexual energy or drive would cause much problem for many people. Acquiring sexual energy or drive probably wouldn't be problematic for a lot of people. But when you talk about imputing sexual meaning or quality to people or behaviors, and here's the thing, in inappropriate ways and or at inappropriate times, that's when sexualization can become problematic. When we come back, you know, be thinking about that. When we come back, let's take a look at something that's related to sexualization, but carries a definition that goes a little bit further than that which I've just shared with you. Sexual misconduct in America, how can it be reduced? Thank you.